All right, everyone, welcome to the latest episode of The Annalise Show. I am your host, Annalise Garcia. Thank you so much for being here with us today. So start off the show, like always, I want to remind you guys, go to annalise.com. There you can subscribe to our newsletter and you can stay up to date on what shows and events we have coming up. You guys can also follow us on the Rockfin. Rockfin is absolutely fantastic. I want to show you guys some of the content that we have here. As you can see, we have a lot of free content and a lot of premium content. So go ahead and support us there. It is one of the best ways to help out the show. Really cool thing about Rockfin, no ads. And all of your favorite lefty shows are on there. So why not give it a shot? And finally, as always, you guys can support us on Buy Me a Coffee. And the cool thing about Buy Me a Coffee is that you get our shows a day early. So if you subscribe for the $5 a month membership, you'll be able to get access to all of our archived content and get the show a day early. So check that out. All right, let's get started. So the two stories we're going to do today are pretty important. So the first is I'm not trying to laugh, but the fact that Bernie and Pramila are trying to pat themselves on the back because they lowered the Medicare age to 60. Look, is it great that 23 million more people are going to get covered? Sure, of course, that's great. But I remember when the progressives in Congress were fighting for Medicare for all. What happened to that? What happened to that? The progressives have absolutely given up. They refused to force the vote because they had some great plan that they never shared because it's bullshit because they didn't have a plan. They refused to actually hold Nancy Pelosi accountable. And now AOC doesn't even say Medicare for all anymore. They barely even use those words anymore. They've completely given up, and they somehow think that lowering the Medicare eligibility age to 60, which is higher than what Hillary Clinton was proposing, that somehow this is something for us to celebrate. I don't know what to say. So Savage Joy, who I'm sure most of you know, she gave an amazing, amazing account of her story at the Force the Vote town hall. Savage Joy said, hey, Pramila Jayapal, know what's even better than that? Medicare for all. We have 47 M for A, which is Medicare for All events, scheduled across the country for next Saturday, the 24th. And guess what? There's one in Seattle. Our team has been trying to get a hold of you for months. You have an open invitation. I should retweet this right now. I don't know why I haven't already. I mean, you guys, this is so embarrassing at this point. The progressives in Congress have completely failed us. And anybody who's telling you otherwise at this point is either lying to you or they've been completely gaslit by these crooks. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck. They're crooks. They make almost $200,000 a year and have full health care. And in return, they do absolutely nothing for us. These people are our employees. They're our employees. Why are we having to beg for them to do the will of the people when they are literally called representatives? They're our representatives. They're supposed to represent us and do what we tell them to do. But they're doing absolutely nothing. It is embarrassing. So I'm going to tell you guys, if you want to actually support Medicare for All, stop donating to these progressives in Congress who have been an absolute failure. They are failures. And they have been assimilated by the system. And by their cushy jobs and by not wanting to, you know, I remember when AOC used to say she was cool with being a one-term congressperson if she could make and bring real change. That's all gone now. That is all absolutely gone. They have been swallowed up by the system and they are happy in the belly of the beast. They are so comfy there. So honestly, if I was you guys, I would stop donating to all of these so-called progressives in Congress, because every single one of them has let us down. All of them. All of them. Instead, I encourage you to support the March for Medicare for All that is happening July 24th. I'm going to play you guys a clip from Marianne Williamson, who supports it.
Hey everybody, big news. July 24th, Saturday, Washington, D.C., a big Medicare for All rally, also to be held in 24 cities around the country. Enough is enough. Tens of millions of people, uninsured, underinsured, working at jobs they hate because it's the only way they can get their medical insurance paid for. People who can't afford their insulin, people who are going bankrupt because of medical costs. People can't afford to even pay for the medicine that their children need for their asthma. This is absolutely unacceptable in a country like ours. It's unnecessary. This is not the way it is in any other advanced democracy. And it's time for we the people to make it clear what we want. The polls already show it. The majority of Americans want Medicare for all. But why is it that we don't have it? We know why we don't have it. And that is because short-term profit for health insurance companies and pharmaceutical companies have a louder voice in Washington than we do. So, July 24th, Saturday, Washington, D.C. Let us go to Washington. I will be speaking there that day, along with others. Let's make a lot of noise. So please look at your calendar, see if it's something that you can make happen. Tell people about it. Go to m4m4all.org, read up about it, start talking about it, spread the word. We have to make it big. We have to make the kind of noise that even the elected officials in Washington won't be able to avoid hearing. That's what we need to do. I'll see you July 24th, m4m4all.org. See you then.
So that's a fantastic video by Marianne. Marianne, of course, is also part of the People's Party Advisory Council alongside me. And she just supports so much great stuff. So much great stuff. If you guys check out the Medicare March for Medicare for All page, you can see all of the details about when the marches are happening, what's going on. Also, check out Chicago Corner. It's a secondary channel that the guys from Hard Lens Media run. It's a great channel. Check it out. They're going to have some amazing, amazing performances and speakers all across the country, you guys, all across the country. Okay. Let me scroll down a little more so you guys can see more of the speakers that are going to be there. So Nikita Oliver will be a guest speaker in Seattle. Jason Call will be another guest speaker there. Stephanie Gallardo and Rebecca Parsons. Okay, let's scroll a little more so we can see some more of the information. I really encourage you guys to follow the March for Medicare for All account. So the DC event will be in Lincoln Park at 12th Street and East Capitol Street. Again, July 24th, 2021. This is going to be from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's going to be in 24 different cities across the country. Here we have another guest speaker, D.A. Chesa Boudin. I hope I'm saying that right. Boudin in San Francisco. I mean, they're going to have so many amazing people. I would be there if it wasn't for, you know, me still helping my mom through chemo, but it is absolutely worth checking out. Jen Bigham is going to be at the Denver event. Here we go. Here's another, the Milwaukee one. Here's the information for that. And for those of you that are listening on Anchor FM, or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and you can't see what I'm showing the viewers right now, just check out the show on Rockfin or YouTube, or, you know, get buy me a coffee or Odyssey. I will make sure to post this clip everywhere so that you guys can easily access it. So give it a shot, you guys. It's absolutely important and crucial that we band together and do this. And I also want to encourage you guys to support Whole Washington, okay? Whole Washington is absolutely fantastic. I had Laura on my show recently to talk about everything that's going on. I actually endorsed them. So look, let's endorse these organizations. There's actually a link that you can go to. If you go to wholewashington.org, there's a link there that allows you to endorse them. They're doing some great work. They're supporting March for Medicare for All. They also work closely with the People's Party, and they've been getting a lot of endorsements. So go ahead and check out both of those accounts. You guys will not regret it. And then the final thing I want to show on this is Zaina Day from the People's Party said, someone told Pramila Jayapal that the American people didn't fight for bare minimum expansion. We demanded Medicare for All with our votes, our time, and our hard work. We deserve better than election cycle snake oil. Absolutely well said, Zaina. I think that's fantastic. Okay, so the second story we have for you guys today, it's a bit of breaking news. It appears that Kyle Kulinski has left the TYT network. Now, as you guys may know, Kyle has been part of the TYT network for years. However, TYT didn't have any creative control. He was just part of the network. Well, you guys may be aware of everything that's been going down with Kyle, with TYT, with Glenn Greenwald, with Jimmy Dore. And so it seems that at the end of the day, Kyle felt that the TYT network was not a place that he could be at any longer. Now, this seems to be from the members only part, but somebody took a clip of it. So I'm going to show to you guys how I learned about this and what Jenk said.
Watching you 2014, just wondering when you'll have people like Kyle or Vosh on the Friday Power Panel. So I honestly don't know enough about Vosh, but I'll look into him more. I know that he got involved in some of these controversies, but and we have people on from the network and our guest hosts more often. Kyle is no longer part of the network, and so he says that he disagrees with us on some policy issues. It is what it is. Good luck to him. And let's see if he can placate the people he's trying to placate. My guess is it'll end in disaster. It has already started in disaster and probably will head in that direction. So we've had Kyle on many times before and we had a great relationship with him. We've done many shows with him and supported him. Nowadays, though, he seems to be going in a different direction. Everybody's free to make their own choices. Matthew.
Okay, so that was a short clip, but it seems to be pretty clear what's going on here. Kyle seems to have left TYT due to, you know, policy differences. To be honest, I'm glad to see this because the truth is that ever since TYT stood against Force the Vote, things have become a lot more clear about where they stand. And that's why, you know, I say often that many of us that were, you know, worked in any way with Jenk or with TYT, we're now embarrassed about it. I remember I worked on Jenk's congressional campaign. And I remember when Jimmy came out to support Jenk's run, Jimmy actually canvassed with Jenk and knocked door to door trying to get him elected. We all worked so hard to try to get Jenk elected because we thought that he was the kind of person that would force the vote when the time came. We thought he was the kind of person that would actually stand up and fight. And so when the moment came for force the vote and he wasn't having it and he wasn't backing it and he wasn't supporting it, despite the fact that over 85% of his viewers on a poll said, yes, you should support it, it started becoming very clear where TYT stood. And that's why almost everyone who's been affiliated with them is now disappointed in them and distancing themselves from them because they don't trust them anymore. I don't trust them anymore. And the fact that all of this is happening, all of these people are turning away from Jenk and TYT because of the choices that Jenk and TYT are making. And the fact that Cenk is still not self-aware enough to realize what this means, he's still not self-aware enough to realize that there's a reason that everybody's walking away from him and Anna. I mean, it's absolutely crazy to me. It's absolutely insane. I think it's a great thing that Kyle left. I think at this point, TYT has become toxic. They are, you know, they're smearing whistleblowers like Julian Assange. They're smearing journalists like Aaron Matei and disparaging journalists like Glenn Greenwald. And I mean, it's just disgusting. Making up false Me Toos about Jimmy Dore. I mean, this is absolutely crazy. And that's why almost everyone has lost respect for TYT. They're not what they used to be. They have moved considerably to the center, even defending bombing Syria. So guys, it is what it is. TYT is in decline. This is the downfall of TYT because they have forgotten what their purpose was. As soon as they got that $24 million in Katzenberg money, everything started changing. And you know what? This is where it's led. Kyle Kulinski, who founded Justice Democrats with Cenk, who's been on the TYT network for years, has left. He's like, I'm out, bro. I'm out. I'm not dealing with this anymore. And Kyle stated clearly in his videos, he disagrees with TYT on the policy and agrees with Jimmy. And I think that's a huge part of it is he has seen that Cenk and TYT are no longer on the right side of policy. Not only that, but when they do something wrong or make a mistake, they're in such a state of denial at this point that they're no longer even willing to admit when they do something wrong. So look, they kind of had it coming. TYT had this coming, and more people are going to alienate themselves until Cenk realizes what they're doing to themselves and to the people around them. And if he doesn't realize it, it's the end of TYT, guys. It's sad, but it's true. All right, guys, this has been the latest episode of The Annalise Show. I am your host, Annalise Garcia. Thank you so much for joining us today. Don't forget to go to annalise.com. There you can subscribe to our newsletter to know when we're doing shows and events. You can find how to support us there as well. And we will see you guys next time.